And we started off with who, Joy?
With Garrett. She had a one-on-one with Garrett, the fly fisherman.
Yep.
And he is currently my favorite. I like them two together a lot.
Garrett is just fun. It looks like he can have fun in any situation, and he's making Becca feel good.
Yes. Yeah, it reminds me of you. Like, we can have fun at the grocery store, you know?
Yes.
Anywhere we go. And that's how they were on their date. They just had fun no matter where they were at. And they just make a really cute couple, I think.
Yes. I think it's just a wonderful deal right there. And you've got to be able to have fun together through life's craziness.
Absolutely.
Because life is going to get crazy. Let's move on past Garrett. We had a group date there, and they did lumberjack things, and we got to see Jordan, the male model, swing an axe, and honestly, Joy, I think he's pretty good.
He shocked me, because he was holding it kind of like a girl.
Uh-huh.
But somehow, he still split that wood.
I don't know how he did it.
I don't know either.
He got some golden underpants there.
Yeah, she gave him golden underpants as a joke, and he actually came out in the golden underpants, and it just really irritated all the other men. And I mean, I think she thought it was funny. She was uncomfortable, but she thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty disgusting, actually.
I think she's just keeping him around because the producer said, keep Jordan the idiot around.
Yeah, I think that's the one they're making her keep for the time being.
Jean-Luc was just weird. The cologne assure, the cologne expert, just a weird dude. And I was still scratching my head on what happened right there. He gave her a bottle of perfume, said, I love you, I'm falling in love with you. And then he said, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I think he panicked because he was actually pretty cool and calm, you know, collective, just confident in what they had. And then all of a sudden he saw all these other bonds and it was like he just went off the deep end and he was like, I got to do something big. So then he says, I'm falling in love with you. And it scared the living daylights out of her, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
That's like their second date probably. And then she said, I think I'm going to send you home basically because I'm not feeling the same way. She was getting weird vibes from him, I think. And she sent him home and then he said, I didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
Like, keep me. I didn't really mean it.
The next day, yep. She has a one-on-one with Wills, and they went snowmobile riding. But the thing is, they both had big snowmobiles, and I think I'd want to share one snowmobile. If it's got room for two people, then let's both be on this together.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. If I'm on a date with someone, I want to be on the same snowmobile. Like, that just makes more sense to me, but who knows? Who knows why they did it that way? But, I mean, their date went good, and she gave him the rose as well. And he's a nice guy. I just don't see them together. I just can't see them as a couple, really.
All right, Joy. So, moving forward here on the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, we're going with Garrett.
Garrett is my number one, and I think Blake is coming in at number two right now.
Tell me about Blake really quick, because I don't know. What does he do?
Oh, I can't remember what he does for a living, but he's the real funny, like, quirky one.
Yeah.
I can't think of what he does, but anyways, I really like him. They have a really good bond as well, and he makes her laugh and makes her feel good about herself.
Well, we'll see what happens next week. We'll recap it for you like we do every Tuesday about this time. It is the Bachelorette Update. Nurse Joy, my beautiful wife, you have a wonderful day.
I will. You too.
Love you.
Love you too.
There you go. Hey, Garrett is the front runner right there in that Bachelorette show. I am going to touch on the proposal here in a second and the ridiculousness that is that. Also, hey, are you a Garth Brooks fan like I am?
Oh, no.
If you are, hang on. There is a new song that Garth is putting out. We have it for you first. Okay, so hang on. It's coming up in just a second, right after Luke Bryan.